and welcome to Babs Talk Balls. I'm Amelia and this is producer Sam.
Hello.
It is officially International Week. So we're going to have a look at what England friendlies are happening over the weekend. But before that, we'll have a look back on how our local teams have done this weekend. And we've got a very special fan coming in to do some celebrating with us.
Ooh.
Ooh. So looking back and starting with the Premiership, if I dare, and West Brom. So the Baggies lost again last weekend. They were away at Bournemouth and, of course, lost 2-1. It was a promising start, to be fair, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, Rodriguez, for example, started the goals for Albion, but unfortunately was followed up with two Bournemouth goals. But that short, brief moment at the start showed some hope, shall we say?
Yes, I think maybe that made it slightly more painful to lose. Captain Johnny Evans said that players were crying in the dressing room after that defeat, which is actually really sad. To be fair, it must feel awful. Loss after loss after loss. And he said there was a lot of hope and optimism before the game and obviously when they first scored, so it hit them really hard. And manager Alan Pardew has acknowledged that his side are nearing their last chance saloon, which is obvious now as they are still rock bottom of the Premiership and suffered their seventh straight league defeat.
I think it's too many points now.
I think it is as well.
Yeah. I'm saying that as a Villa fan that is totally feeling your pain from a couple of seasons ago.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. To the Championship and Aston Villa, it was another surprising defeat for Villa last Saturday.
Yeah, what's going on?
Thank you, Sam. Which, after an amazing run, I'll have you know, was two losses in a week. So they lost 1-0 away at Bolton, who have now moved 6 points clear of the relegation zone. So we did them a favour. You're welcome
back.
You
did them a favour, but because they're in the relegation zone, you should have absolutely smashed them. Anyway, sorry about that. Boss Steve Bruce said he didn't blame the conditions, which of course were very snowy and cold, but he said they were a contributing factor that night. And they said they had to do, he said they had to do the basics and they didn't. Do you agree?
Yeah, well, for the first 15 minutes, we played with a white ball, which is just ridiculous.
Yeah, why?
I think we're just not used to those conditions as well. I mean, not to sound like a snob, but Villa, I mean, realistically, you know, you look at the players, John Terry, I mean, that is still a Premiership side.
Yeah, there's
the
a
majority
lot of Premiership
are.
Players in there.
They're not used to playing in snow, are they? Let's be honest.
No, the conditions were... It has to affect
I mean,
it.
No excuses, but just as a side note, let's say.
Interesting.
Villa still have the chance to progress, though. Automatic promotion is still within reach, hopefully.
Yeah.
But the playoffs are looking more likely now.
Yeah.
Yay. For Birmingham, it was a great result for Blues last weekend. It was a must-win game, of course, and they got a 3-0 win over Hull at home, which is incredible.
Woo-hoo!
The results really lifted fans, and it keeps the possibility of staying up alive, doesn't it?
It really does. They needed that. It, like you said, must win. It was a must win, and they did, so amazing.
Yeah, two goals came from Hotter, who started the proceedings early on, and then one came from Shea Adams, which is great for him as well.
Yeah, really good. And the victory ends that hard run of, I think it was seven defeats for Blues. And the new manager, Gary Monk, couldn't be happier, of course.
Obviously.
He said he's still got fire in his belly. He said it's one win, it's an important win, but we need more.
Yeah.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Gary.
Mate.
Keep going.
Wolves beat struggling Burton Albion, as expected, last Saturday. The game finished 3-1 at home for Wolves. Goals came from Costa and Afobe, who scored two. It was very nearly a hat-trick, actually, wasn't it, for Benik Afobe?
Yeah. Afobe's have, of course, rejoined Wolves on loan from Bournemouth in January. And he's proving quite useful, especially after that game.
Oh, yeah. Wolves are still up top. They have 82 points and chasing Cardiff have 76. But they do also have a game in hand.
Mm.
Yeah. Walsall didn't play last weekend, but they did play Wigan at home on Wednesday night. Unfortunately, though, they did lose 3-0, with Wigan scoring three goals in the space of 9 minutes. Brutal.
That is.
To say the least.
That is awful.
That must have been a painful night. Imagine if you went to the toilet or to get a pie. You come back, you read the scoreboard, you're like, what?
What? Am I dropped into a hole of a night?
Doom! This the...
successive. It's quite a hard word, I'll give you that.
This third successive home defeat keeps the Saddlers 4 points clear of trouble with 8 games left.
Yeah, they need to keep working.
They really do.
8 games, a lot can happen.
I know, agreed. Coventry said the Sky Blues beat Crewe away last Saturday in League Two. They won 2-1 with goals from Clark, Harris and Bayliss. Everyone put a right shift in, to be fair. It was a freezing day on the pitch and it was covered with snow, like many of the Midlands teams. The result consolidates Coventry's position in the playoffs. They're now in sixth place on 61 points.
Worth it.
Yeah.
So, we've got a special guest in today. He is a Free Radio 80s newsreader joining us, Mitch Rushton. Gonna help us throw a little party for Blues. After the very good result at the weekend.
Also known as Birmingham City's number one fan.
Yes, to that. Someone's got to be. I don't know.
You and your dad.
Oh, he would rival me, actually. Although he doesn't go, he's not been that much this season.
Really?
So I'm having that off him.
But he did go for the last game, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Someone's a good luck charm.
I know.
So obviously, we've got to talk about the fact that you won. On Saturday.
Don't sound so shocked, Sam.
No, not just winning. What a way to do it.
You actually played well as well.
We played really well.
Oh, actually, sorry. You do know that she's a Villa fan,
It's been mentioned.
I'll hold back the action.
I feel like I need to be in the middle of you guys and separate you if anything dramatic starts happening, OK? Let's be nice.
No, I'm thrilled. I really want you to stay up.
We've had this conversation.
Okay, genuinely good.
Yeah, and I want Villa to go up.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Because let's be honest, we're not going to. That ship sailed.
If that happened...
So, you never know.
Everybody's got points docked for all sorts of drama and you go up, that'd be incredible.
That's true.
But anyway, carry on.
It was good though. No, it was dramatic as well in the snow. Because we were saying, like, my dad's been going 50 years and he's never seen a game like that. We were like, it's going to get called off. Yeah, it's definitely going to get called off. First 10 minutes, because, you know, like at Stoke, they had the blue lines and all of that. We had none of that.
No.
It was just, it was drifting across the pitch and I just thought, no, this is going to get called off. We're going to be 2-0 up and it's going to get called off.
Can you imagine?
Because that's Birmingham City.
Who had gloves on? Go on, name and shame. What players had gloves on?
Most of them.
What?
Most of them.
I think that is awful. Skins. Come on.
But Michael Morrison and Michael Kieftenbeld, Dutch Mike, short sleeve shirt, no gloves.
And he played amazing as well. And he played amazing.
They were so, and they played like two men wearing
Warriors.
Short sleeve shirts and no gloves. It made me feel a bit ill, obviously. But
I think your dad was the number one good luck charm.
I think so. Maybe it's finally turned around for him because he's been about, I reckon he's been 5 or 6 games this season. I don't think he'd seen a goal.
Oh my God.
Which means he definitely hasn't seen a win. So for him to see 3 goals, 3-0 and a win.
What's his name? What's your dad's name?
Clive.
Yes, Clive.
Yes, Clive.
It's the Clive effect.
I know. So I'm making sure he comes to the Burton game with me. Yeah. I'm just like, you've got to, you know, he lives in North Wales. But I'm like, you've got to just travel down.
Of course.
Put the effort in. I'm sorry.
Commitment.
Come on, Dad.
I need you there. If we're staying up, I need you there.
Well,
we're behind you.
We're behind you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thanks very much.
Well done.
Fingers crossed.
Can you teach us a chant? We want to join in.
And teach you the whole of Keep Right On.
Okay, keep it clean. I cannot. There is no way I could sing that song. My dad will be livid.
We'll do no anti-Villa chants.
Yeah. No anti-Villa chants.
You just need to remember, ultimately, it is quite a good life anthem. Keep right on till the end of the road. Do you know what I mean?
I can't hear it in the same
way. When you're tired and weary, still journey on.
Which Blues are doing.
Exactly. It's so us.
They're living their thing. Chant. Good guys.
So just remember those and just in your life, you know, what a life motto to have.
All right, final
wisdom
thing.
With Mitch.
He's very wise.
Yeah.
Indeed.
He is a newsreader. My final thing, I want to know, and we're not putting money on this because we're not betting people, but do you think they're going to go up or are they going to go down?
We're talking.
Stay up.
Oh, okay, right. I thought when you said go up, I thought, Sam, that's a...
Sorry, wrong phrase.
Yeah, okay.
Stay up.
I think they're going to stay up.
Okay.
If anyone's going to do it, it's...
Write that down.
You've scraped by so many times.
Honestly, I'm so objective. My granddad's like 85, been a Bluesman his whole life, and I remember him saying to me, classic cliche, just went... Blues will always let you down.
Oh, and you're like, granddad.
And I've always thought that because it's true. They always let you down. We won the League Cup, got relegated. Great.
Yeah.
But I objectively looking at it, there are teams worse than us.
There are.
And there's no way we should be where we are. So that's why I'm saying, no, we're staying up. It's gonna
also,
be great.
You had that same attitude about Villa at the start of the season. Look what's happened.
True. Very true. However, there is a slight glitch to us getting the playoffs. My sister walks down the aisle. You'll love this, Mitch. My sister walks down the aisle when the whistle will go on the kick-off final. Bearing in mind, my dad, who's the biggest Villa fan you will ever meet, will be walking at her. My brother is an usher. I'm a bridesmaid. All my nephews and nieces are Villa fans. Can you imagine? I mean, obviously, I want automatic, but with the last few results.
No, I'm sorry,
it's going to be playoffs.
It's going to be Villa.
Derby.
Yeah.
Yeah. You hope.
Derby final.
So, yeah, you can imagine that.
She's going to have an empty wedding, isn't she?
Is she? Either that or a lot of mobile phones under clutch bags.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's a little thought for everyone.
At least you're being positive about reaching the playoff final, though.
Someone's got to be.
Exactly.
Happy birthday to former Blues, Wolves and Aston Villa striker Bobby Thompson. He may have been 81 this week, but he still makes regular appearances in the Birmingham City crowd.
Former Baggies and Wolves keeper, current Blues keeper, well-reserved Tom Kuziak, was 36 this week.
And happy birthday to ex-Villa and Walsall player Paul Merson. He's made 101 appearances for Villa, scoring 18 goals, and was 50 this week.
Nurse. Happy birthday.
Bab. So, obviously, it's International Week, so we don't have any Premiership or Championship games going on.
No.
There are games in League One and League Two, though, right?
Yeah.
Right. So, League One, Walsall. So, Walsall played during the week and don't have a game this weekend.
But there are other League One games.
Right, that's why I'm confused. Right, Walsall is not on, I can confirm. However, other League One games are available. League Two, Coventry. Coventry do play.
Woohoo!
Coventry are playing Grimsby at home on Saturday, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Grimsby are down the bottom as well. So,
are they?
Yeah, they're struggling to stay out of relegation. So.
Oh, so that might be a good result for Coventry then. Yeah, fingers crossed. So TV picks won't be as jazzy as usual.
No.
Usually we've got so many of them.
I know.
Okay, international friendlies or League One or League Two, really. That's your choices, isn't it?
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of which, have you heard the World Cup song?
I like it.
Do you?
Do you want to hear it?
Go on, play it.
Here we go. Called Colours. Jazzy start.
That's definitely Jason Derulo.
Yeah?
Jason Derulo.
Do you like it?
Hang on, give me a minute. I'm crying.
Coca-Cola anthem.
Oh, yeah, nice.
It's nice, isn't it?
Well, got shoulder movement.
Is it giving you the fever? Yeah. World Cup fever?
My favourite one was the Shakira one.
Yeah, waka waka.
Maybe we could do like a remix.
Oh.
Oh, hello.
Good, isn't it?
Yeah, I like it.
Na, 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 na. Anyway, yeah, I should probably stop singing it because everyone will turn off the radio. Anyway.
Very nice.
Yeah, so what friendlies are actually on?
Well, of course, Netherlands-England is on ITV at 7:45.
Tonight, yeah.
Yes, so that's tonight. That's going to be an important part of Gareth Southgate's World Cup jigsaw, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
Also, big night for the new Netherlands manager, of course, Ronald Koeman. I mean,
yeah.
First night in charge, really.
Yeah. I think it's a bit of a weird one, I think, for England, though. It's like... The squad's a bit experimental because they don't quite know what they're going to do with a few bits and bobs, do they?
I would say goalkeeper because he's obviously still not decided.
Yeah,
because
Joe Hart...
It's hit and miss, isn't it?
Yeah, I think he's maybe starting to fade.
The problem is now, whoever he picks, if they don't have a great time, it will always be, oh, well, he should have gone with Nick Pope or he should have gone with Joe Hart. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That is such a tough decision anyway.
Well, I think this is what these friendlies are important for, is trying those bits out, I guess.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Sorting out who's going to work well with who.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Or if that's not going well, if maybe England aren't really satisfying the need, there is Germany-Spain on BT Sport as well at 7:45,
isn't
there?
So if we're losing 4-0, just flick over.
Heaven forbid, damn.
It's not
going
to happen.
Touch wood, yeah.
Who knows?
Saturday...
Not much.
Nothing
Maybe
to say.
Maybe just go out and play football.
Yeah, sure. And Sunday.
And Sunday, because...
Tumbleweed.
It's not that
Yeah, there's
much,
nothing.
John.
England are back on Tuesday night, though.
Woo!
And they'll be against Italy, and that's on ITV at 8 o'clock. So,
yes.
Lots of England busyness.
Yes.
Yes. We'll discuss that next week, shall we?
We will.
All right, then. I'll meet you back here, shall I?
If we must.
Okay.
I'm joking. I'm excited.
See you next week. Free Kick on Free Radio 80s.